Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Pastor Fred, happy resurrection and happy Easter. I never said anything to him, so while you guys are standing, I'm going to say something to him. Thank you for tuning in. All right. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's our vision. So now we're going to read from Luke 24. This is scriptural depiction of what took place. Now watch this. Let's read this together. Now on the first day of the week, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again.'" And they remembered his words. This is a depiction of when Jesus was crucified. And remember, he said he was going to be crucified, and on the third day, he was going to rise again. So it's speaking of the resurrection. So we have to believe in this resurrection. And this living hope is what we have, a living hope in the resurrection. That's where our living hope is. It's in the resurrection. And you know something? Peter was the one who denied Jesus three times. Probably there was probably more times, but it's written that he denied him three times. And then now he runs to the grave. If you go on and read this chapter, he runs to the empty tomb and he looks down, he bends, he's looking all around and says he was marveled by what he saw. You see that? It came to him, a revelation. And then Peter, the one that denied him, ended up preaching and gave birth to the church in Acts. He was the one that birthed the church. Isn't that amazing? Resurrection power gave birth to the church. And that's why we have to be born again. That's why it says that a living hope has begotten us again. The word begotten means born again to a living hope. We're going to get into that. I'm going to help you understand that. That's what we need. We need this living hope, because we get in these in-between places that are difficult. That's where the living hope comes in. It helps us get to place where God is calling us to. All right. I want to tell you, do you remember in Genesis when Adam and Eve were there, snake came in, right? Remember we talked about the first mention? Then you will see that what's mentioned first all through Scripture. And so this is the first time the devil appeared in Scripture, was in the garden. And he slithered in there and he spoke to Eve, and then and they ended up being deceived and separated from what God intended, the plan and purpose God put them on earth for. A snake came in. You know, snakes in the Bible, Jesus called the religious people snakes, you brood of vipers. It's symbolic for people. You see that? Anybody ever had any snakes in their life? A snake, it's not the bite that destroys you. It's what's released from what they've said to you is what destroys you. What they spoke to you. See, what that snake came in and said got them to question God. And that's where the problem is. Are we making sense? And so what the enemy still works today the same way he did back in the garden, the first mention. So here we are, 2023, First mention is still working. The devil is working to separate you from God so you can't fulfill his plan and purpose now here on earth. In John 10:10, it says this: the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You see that? Jesus called the devil a thief. He's always trying to steal from you. And he has stolen so much from us, and we got to take it back by becoming overcomers. And we can take back what he's stolen when we understand. Are you with me? All right. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He wants you to have life in your emotional well-being. He wants you to be life, full of life in your emotions. Your emotions intact. Spiritually, he wants you to be spiritually healthy. He wants you to be sociably healthy. He wants you to be physically healthy. You know why? Because when you're born into this world, you're born in contradiction to God because of sin that separated you from God. And you're in contradiction to God spiritually, physically, sociably, and psychologically in contradiction to God. That's why you have to be born again. When you're born again, so God begins to line up your life with his word sociably, spiritually, psychologically, physically. He has a divine assignment for your life. And you get this living hope, and you begin to walk this out, and now your life is lining up with what he created you to be. Because you're walking in the living hope. You're born again. Not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, which lives and abides forever. Because the flesh is as the grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. For the grass withers and the flower fades away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. You see, when you begin to apply that into your life, you begin to line up, and life starts to make sense. The dots start to come together. You begin to see why you're on this planet and God's plan for your life. God has a plan for everybody on earth. Everybody's just not listening, or they're listening to the wrong voices. We got to watch the voices we listen to. See this? The enemy wants to rob us out of the life God intended. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly. That's the Zoe life, the God kind of life, the life God created you for. Wrong information, listen, wrong information brings misdirection. The course and direction of your life is a reflection of whoever has your ear. The voices you are listening to, the course of your life, and the reflection of your life are made up of the voices you're listening to. Your values, your temperaments are all developed out of the voices you're listening to. The ones you give ear to and the ones you listen to. Remember, Adam and Eve listened to the wrong voice. God had already told them what he wanted, and they ended up listening to the wrong voice. They couldn't discern the snake, but God has given us discernment. So we can discern when snakes show up. It says this in Philippians 1, 9 and 10, I pray that your love would abound more and more in all knowledge and discernment. See, your discernment should come out of the love of God, your relationship with God. And discernment means recognize patterns and the wisdom to make an adjustment. So when I have true discernment out of the love of God, I can recognize patterns in people's lives and my own life that aren't lining up. And I can make the adjustment to line it up. And I can choose, am I going to allow this person in my life to assist me in helping me fulfill the will of God? Or am I going to just love them from a distance? Listen, In Numbers 13, the Israelites didn't enter the promised land because they listened to the wrong voices. They listened to the wrong voices. God told Moses, go take the land. I've given it to you. Go take it. And 12 spies went over to spy out the land, and they came back. And 10 of them gave an evil report, and over 1 million people listened to the evil report. And Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report. But they listened to the evil report, and none of them, except Joshua and Caleb, entered into the promised land. Only Joshua and Caleb entered into the promised land because they listened to God's voice. Your life is a reflection of the voices you're listening to. Whatever it is whatever you're doing, it's coming from what you're listening to. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need faith. Anything in the kingdom of God is only going to be developed through faith. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:33, Paul was writing. He says, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. The word deceived means to believe a lie. To believe a lie. Now watch. When you believe a lie, your good habits will be corrupted. Now, he says, do not be deceived. Listen, because you can unconsciously be influenced and impacted by somebody who's having influence on your life and you don't even know it. This is significant because we have more access to information than all of human history today. How do we get misguided? By misinformation. God's direction is God's protection. And God will direct you and lead you and guide you in his direction. The increase of options also contributes to the increase of confusion. Are you listening to me? We have this plethora of voices that everybody is listening to, pointing us in different directions. But life, as God intended, is always the right direction. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death, separation from God. You better know and be aware of who you are listening to. You need to make a decision today of who you're not going to listen to. We should be glad we are in a church, this church right here, I'm bragging, that does not just want to make you feel good and excite you and get you all emotionally hyped up, but we are a church that instructs and informs, and out of that we get God's direction. You see that? That's why we teach on Wednesday night. Teaching informs and instructs. So when I've been informed and instructed, now when I'm on my job and people are mistreating me, I've been informed, I've been instructed, I can give mercy and grace to those people who are misusing me because I've been informed. If you've just been inspired, you won't have that and you won't know how to respond. But when you understand you've been informed and instructed on the inside, you'll know how to respond and act wherever you are in life. Are we making sense? That's why we need good teaching. Bad company corrupts good habits. The question is not, are they a good person? The question, are they good for you? Are they good for you? The people that you are surrounding yourself with. I'm going to tell you something. You don't need a bunch of friends. We got to get rid of this need to be liked. You see, that's a trust issue. We're going to talk about that a little bit. That's a trust issue, the need to be liked. I got rid of that years ago. I want to be liked by the Lord, amen? And he'll put people who in my life that not only like me, but they love me. And they got my back, and they're for me, and they want to be with me. Who want to be there, right? Not everybody wants to be there for the right reasons. That comes from trust in him. Now watch. When you begin to con- to grow and mature and increase in the things of God, it will produce exposure. What do you mean by that? It will produce exposure of emotional health or the lack thereof in the people who are next to you. When you begin to grow and mature, it will produce exposure of the emotional health or the lack thereof of the people who are in close proximity in your life. The people you count on, the people you depend on. That's why we got to know who we're listening to. In Galatians 3, Paul was teaching in the New Testament believers old covenant obligations, and it was causing a big disconnect in the church. And he said, who's bewitched you that you do not obey the truth? Because they were teaching something that wasn't in the new covenant. We're under the new covenant, the blood of Jesus. You see that? The blood covenant. We're not under a contractual love. We're under a covenant love. That's why we need to be in a place that's going to point us in the right direction. I'm not just here to make you feel good. We're not just here to make each other feel good. I'm going to tell you something. You cannot have this living hope working in your life and fulfill God's plan and you're not in a church. Jesus said, I'm building my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He's building his people. He's preparing his people because he's coming back. And his people are reflecting the voice, his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice and I know them and they know me. And neither nothing or anyone shall pluck them out of my hand. They're reflecting his voice and they're able to love and give mercy to people that they weren't able to love and give mercy to before because they're listening to his voice. In John 16:33, remember Jesus said, they said, remember his words. Now pay attention. Listen to what Jesus is saying. Jesus is talking to the Jewish people who were Jewish believers that weren't born again yet. Now this is what he's telling them. He says, these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. This peace is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. Peace is a manifestation of you being in a relationship with God. In me, you'll have peace. He says, in this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. But now listen. He says, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. For I have overcome the world. Jesus was having a conversation with these Jewish people, these Jewish believers, in John 16. And he was saying, I know what you've heard. Now you need to pay attention to what I'm saying. Because everything you hear in church is not what I'm saying. He said, all throughout the New Testament, do not judge. Christians always do the opposite. They do the opposite of what he said. He's building a church that doesn't judge people. When you judge, you're doing the opposite of what he said. You're not doing what he said. You're listening to another voice. Because I explicitly and made it clear that we are not to judge. Now watch. His words always lead to truth and freedom. The truth will make you free. John 8:32. You're ruling because he's ruling in you. Now you're free in his kingdom. Even here now to do his will. Now watch. If you don't get truth, you end up in a lie. And that keeps you in bondage. Because you're listening to the wrong voices. In Jeremiah 7, the prophet Jeremiah proclaimed, he said, obey my voice in all that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they would not obey, nor incline their ears to my sayings, but according to the dictates and the counsels of their own evil heart, they went backward and not forward. Well, that word well means healed and whole. When you listen to his voice, that's where your wellness comes from. That's where your soundness comes from. Sound doctrine. Stable. Secure. You're not going to fall apart like a $2 suitcase because of what's going on CNN and in this world. Because you're under another government. You're governing your emotions, your words, your thoughts, and your life under another government. Isn't that good news? prophet Isaiah said, the Son of Man will come and he will increase. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He wants to govern us in this world. Now, Jesus was bringing a distinction between the religious and the truth. Pay attention. This is huge. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. Tribulation's trouble. That's what it means. I like Jesus because he's right straight up. Trouble's coming. I'm not in here. Oh, you know, I'm going to give you a little poem and make you feel good. And we got to tell people the truth so they can get to the health in their life. Now watch this. Jesus was saying, in me you'll have tribulation. He's trying to tell them, I want you to have this revelation of what you can expect when you become a Christian, when you become a believer. In this world, you will have tribulation. Why? Because we live in a world of imperfect people. Imperfect people. We can be blessed by people who are imperfect by their strengths, but we are also vulnerable to their weaknesses. Because people are imperfect, those relationships will infect me and you. And you have to be aware of what's going on around you. You are going to have tribulation because you are going to be a victim of somebody else's dysfunction. You are going to deal with insecure and emotional, unhealthy people who are over you. Supervisors. Anybody ever had that? I remember when I was at Miles Laboratories, I had a supervisor who was an Army sergeant and very educated. Came to work half drunk all the time. Come to work, his eyes would be had black eyes. His wife would punch him while he was sleeping. And he was my boss. I'd have to do what he said. And he would come up with things for my job that I wasn't even supposed to do. And I did them anyways. Because I understood what I'm talking about. Am I making sense? I had a living hope. I had a living hope. I said, this is only a temporary season. It's only seasonal. It's only seasonal. But when you have a living hope, you know it's not going to last forever. And it didn't. It lasted a good while. And I'd be in the bathroom talking to the Lord. And Ryan said, so you got to sit on the toilet sometimes and meditate. That's what I was doing. Oh, that's too much. This is Easter. What are you talking about, Dad? Pastor? No. Yeah. That's the way you need to live. You need to be dependent on him. Go in there and close the door, and if you got to talk to him, talk to him. He's going to help you out. Every time. Every time. Every time. He will help you. And that's what living hope does. Now watch. You are going to have to deal with insecure, emotionally, and unhealthy people who will be over you at times. Maybe that's your parents. Maybe you grew up in a very insecure, unhealthy, and you're dealing with it. God's calling you to get those emotions. That's why, be of good cheer. See, when you have joy, you're emotionally healthy. See that? You're emotionally healthy. Even in the midst of a mess, you have joy because you're emotionally healthy. Now watch this. You are going to have to deal, listen, some of you are going to have to deal with competitive siblings. I've seen this in church. Not in this one, but you know. Forgive me, Lord, I don't want to lie to him. No, it's in here. Competitive siblings. And that will bring tribulation in your life. Trouble. Some of you are going to have to deal with territorial and hypersensitive church members. People in the church trying to protect their deal. That's in here too. Going to have tribulations. We're just telling you the truth about the matter. Now watch. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because you are dealing with imperfect people. You will also have tribulation, listen to me, you will also have tribulation because you are imperfect. And some of the decisions you have made, you are going to cause tribulation in your own life and other people's life because of the decisions you have made. And we will at times make wrong decisions that will infect a season in our life. And now listen to me, this is significant, because Jesus is trying to show you that this doesn't have to guide your life. You're aware of it. You know what he's saying? He's saying, I'm giving you a gospel that's not a gospel of avoidance. It's a gospel of overcoming. In other words, I'm not giving you a gospel so you can avoid every little problem in your life. No, I'm giving you a gospel so you can overcome no matter what you're facing in this life. Are you catching that? Because look what he overcame. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. That's why he says you're going to need this joy as well, because you're going to have to carry a cross. He needed help with his cross. We need help with our cross. And that's the church. That's you all. Y'all have been helping me with my cross this week. I've been carrying it. I feel it too. I see why now. It's all good. Are we listening? Jesus is attempting to help us to settle in a reality. When life happens, one of the biggest reasons people deflect and walk away from the faith is because of the very thing I'm talking to you about. Tribulation. Trouble. When life knocks on your door, they get upset with God. And because they have had an expectation of him that wasn't based on correct information, but misinformation, they were misguided and they got upset with God about a promise that he didn't have anything to do with. Do you see this? Well, this happened to my family. I'm not going to keep doing this. Why is this happening to me? You see, that's what hope is. Hope, faith is the substance of things hoped for, hope and love. Hope is in the middle. When you are in the middle of something that you can't fix, guess what? God says he wants you to work on yourself. Start working on yourself. You see that? While you're waiting. And things that are difficult that you don't want to work on yourself till you get there. Because if you have a living hope, you will get there. It will show up in your life. You know, I told the church last service, I wasn't even thinking about getting married. And God brought me Donita. What a blessing. But I had a living hope. And I am, with God as my witness, that's the reason. If I'd have lost that living hope, you see, when you have a living hope, you can trust people. You can trust. You see, that's why you got to get healthy in order to know how to connect with the people that God has put in your life to get you to fulfill God's will.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.